This is MNN Sports. I'm Mike Graham. The Minnesota Vikings have signed defensive coordinator Brian Flores to a new contract that should keep the star assistant coach in Minnesota. The one caveat is if he gets a head coaching job during this hiring cycle, he would be allowed to leave for that job, and there are still several openings out there. The Gopher women's basketball team notched a nice road win last night at Oregon, 65-60. Senior point guard Amaya Battle scored 20 points to lead the way, and head coach Don Plitzewhite called it a big win.
The way that our young ladies defended and the energy that they played with was really, really impressive. Very, very proud of how hard we competed and the energy that we created. And from an effort standpoint, absolutely outstanding.
Minnesota returns home for a Sunday game against Wisconsin at Williams Arena. The St. Thomas women lost at home in St. Paul last night to North Dakota State, 75-66. NBA hoops, the Wolves are home tonight hosting the Bulls at 7. NHL, the Wild are home tonight hosting the Red Wings at 8:30. Former Gopher star Jackson Lacombe of Eden Prairie is now on the U.S. men's Olympic hockey team after Seth Jones had to bow out due to injury. Lacombe currently plays for Anaheim. The Minnesota Frost lost at home last night to Montreal in St. Paul, the final 2-1 in overtime. Twins Fest starts tomorrow and spring training opens 3 weeks from today. Catcher Ryan Jeffers of the Twins says he's excited about his offensive potential this coming season.
I hit 21 homers in 24. There's no question mark in my head that I can do 20 plus, especially as my workload increases, I get more at bats that I can do that. So really melding that and putting that together with the on-base ability that I found last year. And that was not something that felt like a fluke. You know, it was kind of a mechanical change to help me see the ball longer, to be able to use more of the field. So that's something that I don't feel like is going to go away. I think it's something that really is going to stick. And then adding some homers on top of that and blending those two seasons is going to be super cool going forward.
For more info on Twins Fest, go to the team's webpage. This is MNN Sports.